having Africa to host this World Environmental Day on this thematic on combating illegal wildlife trade, I think is a kind of fairness. It's a kind of fairness because when you talk about wildlife, I think Africa is the region that really hosts a huge numbers of wild species. When we talk about elephant, it's in Africa. When we talk about rhino, it is in Africa. When we talk about chimpanzees, it's in Africa. At the same time, it is in Africa that these icon species are disappearing. So it is really great that Africa is hosting that to really raise awareness on this crime that is becoming really a global crime.
So what changes are desirable for the continent in terms of protecting wildlife from now on?
The changes that are needed, you know, all African governments are really keen to combat this illegal trade in wildlife. There are some resolutions that have been already in place at African level, including the common strategy on combating illegal trade in wildlife that have been approved by the African Ministerial Conference at its sixth special session, which also is mobilizing the African Union. But time is now for action, you know. We have all this framework in place, but we have to get into action. We need to really go to law enforcement. We need also data, because we don't really know the white facts and figures. What we are seeing, what we are talking about, may be the tip of the iceberg. We need data. We also need really to really work on the demand side, because driven by the growing demand, this illegal trade in wildlife is really escalating and turning to be a global crisis. So how do we work on the demand side? I think it is really important.